One of Alabama's most colorful U.S. senators may have been Cotton Tom Heffin. He served as a U.S. senator from Alabama in the 1920s. Ironically, 50 years later, his nephew, Howell Heffin, took that same seat in the Senate, and he served with distinction. He was probably motivated in part by a desire to redeem his family name, because unlike his uncle, who was a renowned racist demagogue, Howell Heffin was considered a moderate in Washington and even a progressive by Alabama standards. Senator Howell Heffin's 18-year Senate career and record mirror those of our two greatest U.S. senators, Lister Hill and John Sparkman. Heffin got the Senate later in life. He practiced law in Tuscumbia until he was 50 years old, and then he served 1 6-year term as Chief Justice of the Alabama Supreme Court. He campaigned for and won a statewide voter approval for a constitutional amendment revamping Alabama judiciary. After he finished his term as Chief Justice in 1976, he turned his attention to the U.S. Senate. He won the open seat of the retiring John Sparkman. Sparkman and Hill were cut from the same cloth. Sparkman urged Heffin to run and endorsed him. They were both progressives from North Alabama who worked hard to give Alabama a good image and also brought home the bacon. Howell Heffin graduated from Birmingham Southern and then from the University of Alabama Law School. During World War II, he served as a U.S. Marine Corps officer in the Pacific, and he won the Silver Star for bravery and 2 Purple Hearts for injuries sustained during combat. Heffin was one of the last of the Roosevelt-style Southern progressives to serve in the United States Senate. Heffin was a large, folksy man with an engaging personality that masked a keen mind and political cunning that served him well in Washington and made him friends on both sides of the aisle. Heffin's one of the few politicians in recent history to spend a career in the public eye and retire with his integrity intact. In fact, he was held in such high esteem by his colleagues that when he arrived in the Senate in 1978, his sterling reputation for integrity had preceded him, and he was asked as a freshman to serve on the Ethics Committee. He rose to become chairman. He also chose unselfishly the Senate Agriculture Committee, which was not a glamorous or high-profile committee for fundraising. However, it was Heffin's work on the Agriculture Committee that he should be remembered for by the Alabama and Southern farmer. He was probably the greatest friend they had in Washington. His work on the Agriculture Committee single-handedly saved the peanut program and many other Southern mainstays for 2 decades. Many an Alabama farmer owes a large debt of gratitude to Howell Heffin. He was also a giant on the Senate Judiciary Committee. He was a natural leader, and because of his brilliant legal mind and background, he was well remembered in the Senate. Howell Heffin's fellow Colbert County and Representative Marcel Black got the state judicial building named after Heffin. It's fitting and proper, an acknowledgement for the man known affectionately throughout Alabama, and even to his colleagues in the U.S. Senate, is Judge Heffin. Thank y'all for listening.